Thank you for downloading this lesson from www.thefreepeopleproject.com. This lesson is on affirmations. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open." Galatians 6:7 says, "You reap what you sow." So what you are saying is a seed. You are reaping whatever you're saying out of your mouth. Romans 4:17 says, "That is what the scriptures mean when God told him, 'I have made you the father of many nations.' This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. You're created in the image and likeness of God." The word of God says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Therefore, we need to understand that being created in the image of the creator who created through words means that we too have that same power and likeness to speak a thing and wait patiently for it to manifest. Joel 3:10 says, "Let the weak say, 'I am strong.'" It does not say, "Let the weak say, 'I'm weak.'" It says, "Let the weak say, 'I'm strong.'" You know that there's also scripture that affirms that we are to speak those things that are not as though they were. This is another scripture just affirming our power in our words. And Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so he is." So whatever you are thinking about the most, that is what you are becoming. I'm going to share some affirmations with you. You can use these, download this, put it on a CD, or load it into your iTunes or your music playlist. You can share it with your community so that you're building a community of people that are speaking and affirming communication. And or if that is not an option for you, you can just play this on repeat as a reminder to yourself to constantly be using words of affirmation, because you are becoming what you are thinking about the most. Number one, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight." Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Number two, "God is enough. I am enough." God is enough, so I am enough. Number three, "I forgive and I release you in love." I forgive and I release you in love. Number four, "Goodness and mercy is chasing me every day of my life." Goodness and mercy is chasing me every day of my life. Number five, "Emmanuel is abundant. Abundance is present with me." Emmanuel is abundant. Abundance is present with me. Number six, "My body is the temple of the Most High. I am whole. I am healed. I am divine. This is holy ground." My body is the temple of the Most High. I am whole. I am healed. I am divine. This is holy ground. Number seven, "I know that you are for me. I know that you are for me." Number eight, "I receive God's love for me. I receive God's love for me." Number nine, "I am at peace with all that has happened. I am at peace with all that has happened." Number 10, "God is near to the brokenhearted and saves the one with the crushed spirit." God is near to the brokenhearted and saves the one with the crushed spirit. This has been a teaching on affirmations. Thank you for downloading it from www.thefreepeopleproject.com. Be sure to remember that you are to speak those things that are not as though they were. You have powers in your words.